BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, I have tried to explain this to my cast. The Canterbury Tales is a work of great literature. It is not filthy. It's robust in places, yes, and colourful. But we're dealing with Geoffrey Chaucer here, not Benny Hill. Besides, I said, the tales take us to fabled lands where magicians transform things before our very eyes, where, in fact, we become magicians of the imagination for the people of Ambridge. Do try to remember that, won't you?
The Canterbury Tales from the Archers, available now in your podcast feed.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Come on.
Oh, I'd forgotten just how small it is.
Oh, well, don't be fooled by the frontage. Goes back a long way inside.
Yes, I know, but...
What?
I just wish that you consulted me before you committed us.
Darling, this is not forever, all right? It's just a roof over our heads until something more suitable comes along. And I know it's small. I know it's only two bedrooms. But it is in the village, and as you know, there's simply nothing else available locally.
We could have taken up Lillian's offer, stayed at the Dower House.
No, Jenny.
Oh, just for a few weeks.
No way. I'd find it utterly intolerable to accept charity from Justin.
Oh, it's not charity.
Well, maybe not to you.
But they're family.
Anyway, we've got this house now. Let's make the most of it, shall we?
Morning.
Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Morning.
I heard we were going to be neighbours.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Bit of a surprise. I mean, it's very nice, the cottage, but not exactly what you're used to, I'd have thought.
It is just a temporary measure.
You were sorry to say bye to the Kemps. They were lovely neighbours, very quiet.
I hope the same can be said of you.
We're not used to semi-detached living, you see.
No. Anyway, I'm sure I'll see you around.
Yes. Bye, Kirsty.
That is one disadvantage of this place, living next door to her.
Well, I don't understand why she's still being so hostile. Oh. Surely it's time for everyone to move on.
No, not quite. Anyway, let's not worry about her. Come on, let's have a look round our new home, shall we?
I really should know this by now.
You're rehearsing The Knight's Tale this afternoon, are you?
And The Miller's, but I think I'm all right on that one. It's just a lot of sex, really. No, it's this poetic stuff I can't get into my head.
OK, you can take it off now.
Yeah, there you go. Now, where was I?
Cursed from birth.
Oh, yeah. All cursed from birth I must have been, here, broken and humiliated. Oh, I don't believe it.
Can you get it, babe? I'm just trying to pin this.
Yeah, yeah, OK. Linda!
I just need to have a word.
Well, come on in.
Thank you.
Morning, Linda.
Good morning.
To what do we owe this pleasure?
Have you succeeded in locating the missing prop?
The what?
She means the bum.
Oh, no. I told you on Friday we went through the barn with a fine-tooth comb. Couldn't find it anywhere.
But I thought you were intending to widen the search.
Widen it were? I mean... Fallon knew exactly where the thing should have been, didn't you, love?
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely in the props cupboard.
So somebody must have lifted it.
I could do with one of those myself.
Pardon?
A bum lift.
No, yours is perfect.
Getting back to the subject, who would do a thing like this?
Some kid, probably. Your guess is as good as mine.
So are you saying we just have to write it off?
Well, it'll probably turn up.
Well, what if it doesn't?
Oh, well, in that case, Fallon, I'm afraid you're going to have to make a replacement.
Me? No chance.
Oh.
I'm not trawling through the charity shops again. That bra was a rare find.
But can't you improvise something similar?
Not really. I've nearly 60 costumes to get ready for Friday. I simply have not got time to make another bum.
Oh, dear.
And anyway, strictly speaking, it's a prop. Not a costume. So it's really not my responsibility.
But we're doing the Miller's Tale this afternoon. Our last rehearsal before the dress. What are we supposed to do?
Well, don't look at me. I'm not baring me backside in front of people.
Oh, come on, Harrison. It wouldn't be the first time.
But it's only going to be the two of us.
And Rory.
Well, sometimes Rory. But it's not like we're going to be giving endless dinner parties.
All I'm saying is that kitchen will be a challenge.
Which I'm sure you will rise to brilliantly.
And I didn't realise that the Kemps were going to leave quite so much furniture.
Well, it's perfectly nice furniture, isn't it?
But we'll hardly be able to bring anything from Home Farm. Which means even more to be packed up and stored in the barn.
Anyway, let's see what we've got up here. Oh, this is the master bedroom.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure about that wallpaper.
Yeah, but it's a good size, isn't it? Mm, and a king-size bed. Oh, that's important. Mm. Oh, decent mattress too. Yes, that'll do very nicely. Come on, Jenny, give it a try.
Oh, I'll take your word for it. Not a huge amount of storage, though, is there?
Well, nice big built-in wardrobe.
Which we're going to have to share, remember?
It'll be fine.
We'll have to be a bit selective about what we bring in the way of clothes. Now, where's the bathroom?
Right next door. It's practically en suite.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, those tiles were a mistake.
They're a bit gaudy.
I can't believe we'll be using Vicky Tucker's old bathroom.
Yeah, but it's all perfectly functional.
There's no separate shower.
Well, what's wrong with a shower over the bath? Just to keep clean.
When did you last clean a bathroom?
Oh, I'll pass on that one. Now, this is the second bedroom.
Oh! Goodness me! Oh, really, it's so small, isn't it?
Well, Rory's not going to mind. Do you know what it's like for him at school? Crowded dormitory, hardly any personal space.
But I thought the idea was this could double as your office.
No, that's not going to work.
I mean, you've got to have some space in your own.
So I'm not under your feet all day?
Well, that's not the only reason.
Now, don't worry. I'm going to share this fancy new eco office that Adam's bringing onto the farm.
Oh, and Adam's agreed to that, has he?
Yes, of course. He understands the situation perfectly well.
And he won't mind having you looking over his shoulder all the time, then?
I'm not going to interfere, Jenny. I know he's the boss now.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. Anyway, what do you think, darling? Can we make this little place a home?
Well, I suppose I've lived in worse.
I timed it really badly. Came out of the front door just as they were arriving.
Oh, right.
She was all right. Jennifer, well, a bit embarrassed, but at least polite.
But not Brian.
Oh, he still carries on like he's the victim in all this. Like I'm to blame because he's in trouble with the Environment Agency. I mean, the fact that he's been prosecuted says it all, doesn't it? I'd have far more respect for him if he just held his hands up to it all.
Well, you never know. You might be invited round for neighbourly drinks.
I hope not.
Anyway, at least you haven't got Tom living next door.
Oh, me and Tom are OK now.
His new girlfriend would have been there a lot.
Well, yeah, it might have been a bit weird. But anything's better than Brian Aldridge.
Anyway, you have a think about that, Rex. And we'll carry on from where we left off. Nicholas trying his luck with Alison. So, when you're ready, Harrison.
Right. Alison!
Nicholas?
Oh, Alison!
You can cut that out for a start.
But, Alison, I can't resist.
No!
Why not? Have pity. I'm wasting away with love here.
Why should I care?
You are not going to believe this.
Fallon, we're in the middle of a rehearsal.
I'm sorry, but look.
Oh, no.
Is that what I think it is?
What's left of it, yes. My beautiful bum has been ripped to shreds.
What happened?
I don't know. David found it in the yard. It looks like it's been properly attacked.
Can it be mended?
You're joking.
Look at it, Linda.
Half of it's missing.
Yeah, and what's left is completely shredded, so no. Sorry, no way.
It'll have to be mugs from now on, I'm afraid. The good china's already been packed.
Oh, a mug will do me.
Whether there'll be room for it at Willow Cottage, I really don't know.
Well, don't worry about it. Everything that won't fit can be stored in the barn with the furniture.
There you are, darling. Tea and a mince pie.
Oh, lovely. Thanks. Oh, I shall miss this. Hmm? Sitting by the fire.
Yes. Yes, me too. Well, make the most of it. All this will be gone on Friday. Sofa. These comfy chairs. That lovely old mirror.
Well, couldn't we take that? Put it over the fireplace at Willow Cottage.
Oh, it's far too big. The ceilings there are much lower.
Come to think of it, is there a fireplace at Willow Cottage?
Brian, of course there is. There's a little wood burner.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, that'll be all right, won't it? We can sit by that and be cosy.
Mm. I imagine it'll save quite a lot of money on fuel bills.
Yeah, so there are advantages to this move.
Yes. Yes, I suppose. So what are we going to do with Kate's stuff? Has that got to go into the barn as well?
Well, I think we should just bag it up and dump it over at Spiritual Home.
Oh, darling.
Well, we've got enough to do, Jenny. Let her sort it when she gets back.
And do you think that Rory's all right with all this?
I told you. He had a good look round this morning. He said it's fine. He knows it's not forever anyway.
Well, I'm a bit worried about Christmas Day.
Why?
Well, it's going to be really miserable for him, isn't it? I mean, we haven't put up any decorations. There isn't a Christmas tree. And the best I can offer for lunch is just an ordinary roast chicken.
Well, I have some good news on that front.
What do you mean?
Rory's been invited over to Brookfield.
Oh, has he?
Yes, Ben asked him.
And do David and Ruth know?
No idea. But he asked me if he could go, and I said yes.
Oh, Brian, that's wonderful. So we can just ignore Christmas completely.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Linda, you can forget that.
But it's the simplest solution. And, as has been pointed out, Harrison, you do have history.
When I was young and poor and normally extremely drunk, I'm a respectable married man these days, and I'm not showing my ass to the world. Not even for you, Linda.
Surely there is somebody in the village with a bit of artistic talent who could, I don't know, make a plaster cast of her bum or something.
Are you volunteering?
I've told you already, Linda. It'll be a miracle if I can get the costumes finished by Friday.
Kirsty?
Oh, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, and don't look at me, Linda. As well you know, I have my sergeant exams to revise for and 5 roles to rehearse.
Well, unless someone can come up with an answer very quickly, I shall be forced to take Nathan up on his offer.
Nathan?
What offer?
You know how desperate he is to be in the play?
But you've taken all his parts off him.
But when he heard that Fallon's original backside had gone missing, he offered to help out.
And make a new one?
Not exactly.
Linda, you are joking.
Oh, no. You're not suggesting...
Nathan has offered to act as a body double.
Now, come on, Linda.
People would leave.
And Rex is hardly going to want to kiss that, is he?
Well, if nobody else can come up with a solution...
No. You can't do that. You cannot let Nathan Booth expose his huge, hairy arse to the entire village.
Well, I'm sorry, Harrison, but if no one steps into the breach, I'm afraid Nathan's going to have to step out of his breeches.
Ah, Ben, I've been looking for you.
Why? What have I done?
Nothing. Have you?
I've just been taking Bess out, that's all.
Ah. I need to ask you a favour.
What?
Another disaster seems to have struck the Canterbury Tales.
What, with the barn?
No, the barn's fine. And I'm really grateful for all the time and effort you put into helping with that. And, well, I wouldn't ask this, except I think you're the only person who can save the day.
Really?
You know what this is? Or rather, what it used to be.
That's not the famous bum, is it?
Afraid so.
What happened?
I don't know. I found it in the yard. It's obviously been mauled by some animal.
Well, not Bess. She wouldn't...
No. It's more like your fox. The mystery is how it got from the props cupboard in the barn out into the yard.
Well, don't look at me.
No, I'm not accusing you of anything. No, the problem is nobody in the show has managed to come up with a way of making a replacement. And it occurred to me, you know that papier-mâché cockerel you made a year or two back.
Oh, Dad.
I wondered...
Haven't I suffered enough with this show already?
If you got 2 balloons and put them side by side, you could mould
A pair of bum cheeks.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
Possible?
Well, yeah, I guess. Theoretically. But the show opens on Friday.
It is kind of urgent.
Yeah, and it will take forever.
I know it's difficult.
And it's Christmas Eve. I've got a million things to do.
But the thing is, Ben, the only alternative on offer is Nathan Booth.
How do you mean?
He's volunteered to act as a body double.
Huh?
He is willing to drop his trousers and, well, you can imagine.
Legend?
What?
That's brilliant. Be the highlight of the show.
No, no.
Oh, come on. It'll be hilarious. Can you imagine people's faces?
Well, your gran's going. I can't even imagine what she'd think.
It'll take more than a naked to shock gran.
Well, maybe, but we can't let it happen. Too many people would be offended.
Well, Linda wants a show that will stick in people's minds.
They'll be walking out in droves.
I've got to tell Rory. Make sure we get a back row seat so we can see everyone's reactions.
Oh, shut up, Ben. Are you going to help or not? Please.
So what you're saying is, you want me to save the village from Nathan's...
Exactly.
I'm supposed to be helping Gran.
I'll get Josh to help in the kitchen.
Good luck with that.
I'll do it myself if necessary. Ben, please, do you want me to beg?
Well, if you're offering.
Ben, please.
I'm joking, Dad. Find me some old newspapers and some wallpaper paste, will you?
Oh, Lady Venus, goddess, hear me. Witness now these tears, this agony of hell I'm in. Have pity.
Wait there, Kiro. Good girl.
Sorry, love, go on.
Have pity. It's not for victory that I pray, but love. The love of Emma.
Emma Lee! You better get that right on the night.
I made a right hash of that bit yesterday.
Well, it weren't just you, love. And Linda didn't help, does she? She ought to know by now, the more she criticises, the worse people get. Hey, there's Will and Poppy.
Morning.
Hiya.
Hey. Kira, Poppy, don't go too far, girls. You heading for the church?
Yeah, we thought we'd have a look at this Christmas tree festival.
I hear you got lumbered with decorating the BL tree.
As if I didn't have enough to do this time of year.
But Poppy took over, Clary said.
Yeah, she thought our efforts with the BL stuff were boring and went a bit mad with a load of old tinsel. So she likes to come down here and point out to all the visitors, that's my tree, that is,
oh,
I did that.
Bless her.
The other kids not with you?
No, yeah, once was enough for them. But I had to get Poppy out of the house. She's so overexcited.
Mm, Kira's just the same.
Oh, and I hear congratulations are in order.
What for?
The Beechwood house, silly.
Oh, yeah, right. It's great, isn't it?
Oh, I was so chuffed when I heard you'd got it.
I still can't quite believe it. I've had this dream for so long, a house of my own.
I know, well, it's about time something positive happened around here.
Yeah.
But we still need to keep the money coming in, so if you hear of any work going, Will.
I'll keep my ear to the ground.
Oh, slow down, Aziz. Morning, Oliver.
Hello, Lillian. Beautiful day, is it?
Oh, yes, lovely.
Good to escape for an hour from all the Christmas shenanigans.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, I shall be working. Oh. Whoa, girl!
But at Grey Gables?
No, at the Bull. All hands on deck. I'm really looking forward to it.
It'll be a hard shift.
I prefer to keep busy.
But you will be coming to the Boxing Day meet.
Wouldn't miss that for the world. How about you?
Oh, yes, I shall be there.
What about tomorrow?
I shall take Mum to visit Auntie Chris in the morning. But then we're going to Bridge Farm for Christmas dinner.
Ah, that's nice.
Yes, well, nice for me and Mum. Not sure being jumped on by Helen's boys is Justin's idea of a good time. Oh, hold still, Aziz. Hold still.
And how's Canterbury Tales coming along?
Oh, lurching from crisis to crisis. Oh. You know, I wouldn't put it past Linda to call a last-minute rehearsal tomorrow. She's got us at it this afternoon.
Really? On Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Just hope I can stagger through the Wife of Bath without incident. Anyway, darling, I must get on. Happy Christmas! Yeah,
and to you!
Can I come in?
Yeah?
I found you... Oh, wow, they're big, those balloons.
Well, it's got to be seen from the back of the barn, hasn't it? Just got a layer of the papier-mâché over it now.
Oh, well, it's much appreciated.
What's this scene about, anyway?
What do you mean?
The poker and...
It's a branding iron, actually.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's obviously a metaphor.
Metaphor?
Yeah, well, for... Well, you know, for... Sex.
Pardon?
Sex.
Oh, right. I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. Dad, I've got some questions.
Didn't you do it at school? I mean, studied it?
Not really. And to be honest, I've been feeling a bit... confused.
Oh. Of course, you know, you can tell me anything. And it might be a shock for us, but we try to understand.
Dad, you're so funny.
Oh, you evil.
You should be on stage.
Honest.
Oh, wait.
There is your cardboard box. I hope it chokes you.
Oh, hang on. Did you tell Josh he's helping Gran out instead of me tomorrow?
Yeah, I haven't forgotten.
And as my fee, of course.
Fee?
As it's Christmas, I think I should get time and a half. Say, 50 quid?
I don't think so.
Well, you could always ask someone else.
All right, 20.
Dad, what's a condom?
30. And not a penny more.
Looks like you've got two smart asses in one room.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's way over the top, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
It makes the other trees look really boring.
Yeah, well, a few people have said that. A bit embarrassing, really.
Aww. Don't be embarrassed, it's lovely.
In a jest. Well done, Poppy.
Oh, there's Oliver. Excuse me a sec, I just need to go and have a word with him.
Yeah.
So, how you doing, Will?
Can't say I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, you're doing all right so far. Poppy's having a lovely time.
Yeah.
And you're all coming over to Grange Farm?
Yeah. Andrew's letting Jake and Mia stay all day. Oh. He understands that we'd all like to be together.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Nick loved the party, didn't she? We played Twister last year. Her and Oliver in a tangled mess on the floor. Yeah, we'll be playing that this year.
I'm sure she'd love that.
Anyway, you and Ed... Look, thanks for everything.
What for?
This year. All the times you've babysat or picked up Poppy from school, given the kids their tea. It was nice for them to have you there.
Oh, well.
Don't reckon I'd have made it through this year without you. I'm so glad you've got the house.
So am I.
It's about time you had a bit of good luck.
That's really sweet. There have been times this year when I've thought, is it really worth it? Those endless shifts in the chicken factory.
I can imagine.
But now, I don't begrudge a minute of it.
Well, if anyone deserves one of those houses, it's you, Emma. Everyone says so.
Except Hannah Riley.
Well, what's her problem?
She was after one of them.
I wouldn't have thought she stood a chance.
Exactly. Single woman, no kids, not even local. Mm. She's just got this bee in her bonnet about me jumping the queue. Because I'm on the parish council.
Well, that's ridiculous. You have worked and slaved to get that house. No one could deserve it more.
Thanks, Will. That's just what I needed to hear.
I'm very pleased for you, Ed.
Oh, thanks. The only problem is it's going to make life difficult for Mum and Dad and Grandad.
Oh, don't worry about that now.
Just with the rent and everything.
I'm well aware of that. Don't worry. We'll sort something out.
Oh, thanks, Oliver. I hope so.
Oh, which reminds me, Ed, you were asking me the other day about casual work.
Yeah, I was, but there's nothing going at the moment.
Well, there's a chap I use from time to time, Tim Ooty. Do you know him at all?
No, I don't think so.
He's a fencing contractor. Does a bit of maintenance occasionally for me at Grey Gables. Cutting the hedges, mowing the grass, that sort of thing. And he looks after the golf course.
Okay.
And he mentioned that he's got a bit more than he can cope with at the moment and could use a bit of help.
Yeah?
I'm not sure it'll amount to anything very much.
Every little helps, Oliver.
So, shall I ask him to give you a call?
Please, yeah. I mean, this house may be called affordable, but it's going to be a bit of a struggle paying the mortgage. But you know what Linda says? The teller of the tale is not the same person.
Yes, I know. And someone like Kirsty telling the knight's tale is obviously not a knight. But why did Linda choose me to tell this tale? Because the wife of Barth is so me.
What, she actually said that, did she?
Yes. Remember how she's described at the beginning? Smartly turned out, nice little shoes, a hat big as a wheel, and red stockings that cling. Look at me. Look like a sack of potatoes.
No, you don't. And the rest of the tellers are all dressed like that, anyway.
I think I might just treat myself to a pair of red stockings, brighten things up a bit.
Oh, hello, Emma. How did it go?
The Sailor's Tale. It was brilliant. Jazza is so funny.
And he's learned his lines?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got them perfect.
Well, there's a surprise.
Obviously got his eyes on the prize for best teller.
It's difficult to imagine Jazza sitting down to a posh meal at Grey Gables.
Now, where's my costume for the Wife of Bath's Tale? Oh, there it is.
He's not going to win.
You haven't seen him. He's really good.
Not as good as me, I bet.
Oh, come on, Lillian. You get to eat at Grey Gables all the time.
Well, that's not the point. It's winning that matters.
Well, I hope we can get through the Wife of Bath's Tale in good time this afternoon. I ain't done the kids' stockings
yet. Have you got the family coming for Christmas lunch, David?
Yeah. All the world and his wife are coming to Brookfield. Got the children, Kenton, Shula, Elizabeth, assorted offspring and partners, plus a few random waifs and strays.
Really? Anyone interesting?
Well, we'll see, won't we? At the last count, we were 13 at the table.
Oh, dear. Well, good luck. You know what they say about 13 at dinner?
Yes. That's what I'm afraid of.
Your early morning tea, madam.
Oh, oh, how lovely.
And a little something extra.
Oh, Brian, we agreed no presents.
Well,
it just mean more to pack.
You don't have to pack them.
Oh, oh, they're so beautiful.
You can wear them.
Oh, it'll have to be a very special occasion.
Oh, well, what's wrong with today?
Well, I feel a bit silly wearing sparkly earrings just to pack kitchen equipment into boxes.
Hmm, yeah. What are we doing for lunch?
Oh, I thought we'd just have some of that leftover chicken with some bread and butter.
Why don't we push the boat out and drop into La Femme du Monde?
Don't be silly, darling. They'd have been booked up months ago.
Well, it's lucky I made a reservation then, isn't it?
What? Well, when did he do that?
When Rory told me he was going to Brookfield.
Oh, darling, how lovely.
Well, I honestly think you've earned a day off from house clearance. So let's have some breakfast, give Rory his presents, and then get dressed up and celebrate.
Your Uncle David and his family.
What about them?
They do all know, do they, Lily?
Know what?
Well, how we got together.
Of course. Well, they should do by now.
I suppose your Uncle Kenton will have told them.
But it's really none of their business, is it?
As long as I don't have to talk to him.
There are going to be so many other people there, Russ. We can easily avoid him.
And then there's Josh.
Just ignore him.
I remember him from college. He was hauled up in front of me on one occasion for disruptive behaviour.
Well, I doubt he's been holding a grudge all this time.
Well, the last thing I want is an awkward scene in someone else's house. I feel self-conscious enough as it is.
You worry too much, sweetheart. And you've got to meet my family sometime. Honestly, just be yourself.
Is your mum going to be all right?
Why shouldn't she be?
Well, it's going to be quite a crowd, isn't it? And after that panic attack.
She'll be fine. She seems loads better. Ah, talk of the devil.
What? What have I done?
Nothing. We were just wondering where you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to wash my hair. It was such a mess.
That's a beautiful dress, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you.
Should I be wearing a jacket, do you think?
No, nobody else will. You look fine. Now, we'd better get going.
What about the presents?
All in this bag. Russ, can you bring the case of wine? It'll be fine, sweetheart. Don't worry.
There it is, already, Rosie. Mummy will be back in a minute.
This is the worst thing about Christmas. Brussels sprouts.
Well, the choice is yours, Josh. Either you trim the sprouts or comfort your niece. Look, Rosie, look at your lovely new rattler. There. That's better.
Ben should be doing this. He'd do it in half the time it's taking me.
As you well know, Ben's been busy making a false bottom for the play.
He's not doing that now, though, is he? He's upstairs playing FIFA with Rory.
Who is our guest today and needs to be entertained.
Oh, happy Christmas.
Hello, darling. Hi. Happy Christmas. Hello, Lily.
Hi, Grandma. Happy Christmas. This is Ross.
Hello, Lily's gran.
Jill, please.
And you remember Josh?
How are you, Josh?
Good, thanks, Mr. Jones.
You can call me Russ. We're not in college now.
I think I might stick with Mr. Jones. Calling teachers by their first name's always a bit weird, isn't it?
Teachers? You mean you and Lily?
Don't worry about it, Gran.
Well, something smells wonderful.
We brought you a case of sparkling wine.
It's ready, chilled.
How lovely.
Where shall I put it?
On the table for now.
I'll give you your coat, Mum.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't realise you taught Lily.
Practical biology, wasn't it, Lil?
Shut up, Josh.
Oh, sprouts, eh, Josh?
Russ used to teach at Borchester College, Grandma. But he didn't teach me or anything.
Has he?
Me and Mr. Jones.
It's not very mature, Josh.
Josh!
Oh, dear.
This is my cousin Pip's baby.
Hello, cousin Pip's baby.
Pip's just gone to change. Do take your coat off, Russ. Elizabeth, why don't you show Lily and Russ through to the city?
Okay.
I'll be in shortly. I just need to finish a couple of things out here.
Shall I take Rosie?
Oh, would you like?
Come on.
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, you've got the magic touch.
Jill, is there anything I can do to help?
No, really.
Russ is a very accomplished cook, isn't he, Mum?
Yes, he is.
It's all right. Everything's under control.
How are you at preparing sprouts, Mr. Jones?
Josh!
Just ignore him.
Russ is our guest.
No, it's fine. Happy to make myself useful.
Right. There you go. One knife, one apron. Help yourself.
Oh, this is just so delicious. Ah, so much better than I could do.
Well, that's rubbish for a start.
But a wonderful way to cook a goose. I must try it sometime.
I'm glad we came.
Well, what do you think?
It's pretty nice, isn't it?
Just perfect. Oh, so clever of you to arrange it, darling.
I mean, it would have been miserable, wouldn't it? To have spent the day emptying cupboards and packing boxes.
And whether we'll get it all done by the weekend.
Well, we're not leaving anything behind.
No, I know.
Not after the way these wretched buyers have behaved. Like I said, everything is coming with us. I've half a mind to unscrew the light fittings.
Let's just be grateful. Completion will take place next week.
Indeed.
And the end's in sight. And we've survived. I think we should drink a toast.
Good idea. Here's to living in a shoebox.
Living in a shoebox.
Sorry about the mess, everyone.
Oh, don't worry, David.
It's obviously Rosie's first Christmas, and certain people have gone rather over the top with the presents.
Naming no names.
Yeah, OK. Your mum did get a bit carried away. She couldn't resist the farmyard animals. Can you pass these glasses round, Josh?
Shouldn't we wait for Mum, Auntie Sheila and everyone else?
Oh, no, leave them. They'll be in the kitchen for hours nattering.
Here, let me help.
Oh, thanks, Lily.
Who was responsible for the giant teddy?
Oh, that was her Uncle Rex. Bit of a looming presence, isn't it?
Like Uncle Rex.
Anyway, cheers, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And thanks for the wine, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Josh, you decided against university in the end.
Oh, don't open that can of worms again, please.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Mr. Jones.
Russ, please.
I came to the conclusion that my high-flying talents could be better employed elsewhere.
Josh has started his own business.
Oh, how interesting. What's your field?
Oh, Jill told me to come on through.
Oh, Jolene, come in, have a seat.
Oh, afternoon all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Jolene, this is Russ.
Oh, you're Lily's young man.
Well, thank you for the young.
You wait till you get to my age, everyone looks young.
Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you.
Now, a glass of Lower Loxley's best bubbly.
Oh, lovely. So, you're the artist, right?
For my sins.
He's very talented.
Are you a fan of classical sculpture, Mr. Jones?
Among other things.
All those naked statues.
Why?
There you go, Jolene.
Oh, cheers.
Well, you must go and admire Ben's bum.
Ben's bum?
It's a prop for Canterbury Tales.
Oh.
Ben is making us a false bottom out of papier-mâché.
You must check it out, Mr. Jones. It really is a work of art. Reminds me of Michelangelo's David. Or what was that other one? The Lovers.
Oh, do shut up, Josh.
It's all right, Lily.
David, could you take this tray, do you think?
Mm. Oh, allow me.
Thank you. Just put it on the coffee table for now. Oh, wow! That looks gorgeous. What is it?
It's a pigeon and black pudding terrine.
Oh, Ben was telling me about this.
Yes, he did most of the preparation. Only I thought,
since dinner won't be ready for another hour.
We'd better have something to soak up the alcohol.
Exactly. So there's toasted sourdough to go with it.
Mm. Oh, how yummy.
Yeah, and what's in them little pots?
Well, that's onion marmalade and that's sweet apple chutney.
Wow, what a feast.
After you, Mr. Jones.
Cheers, my darling.
Mm, cheers.
Well, I must say, as Christmases go, I really enjoyed that.
I just hope the kids all had a good time. And Lexi.
Was she going to Grey Gables with Adam?
Mm, I think so. Not entirely sure. Oh, dear. So wish she hadn't fallen out with Roy.
It's nothing to do with us.
No, no, I know, but he's a good man. Steady, and to break up with him so suddenly, it does make me worry about her judgment.
Why?
Suppose she gets pregnant this time and decides then to change her mind about handing over the baby.
You're getting way ahead of yourself, Jenny. It would be a miracle if they even get that far.
I know.
And if you're determined to worry about something, there's always my prosecution by the Environment Agency.
Oh, Brian,
which
no.
Which is definitely going to happen next year.
Well, let's not think about that. After all, we still have so many things to be thankful for, darling. The children are well and happy.
Mostly.
So are the grandchildren.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
We may be down, but we're definitely not out.
Oh, Mum, you're not expecting us to eat cake as well, are you?
It's not compulsory.
I reckon I might manage a tiny slice. How about you, Elizabeth?
What?
Cake.
Oh, no, I'm still completely stuffed from that gorgeous dinner.
You hardly ate anything, darling.
And you keep looking at your phone.
Oh, sorry. I was sort of hoping to hear from Freddie. But, well, you know, I expect there's a queue to use the phone today.
Mum?
Mm?
Mum, Russ and I were thinking we might make a move.
Oh, you're not going already?
I've just made some tea.
Well, actually, I think that's a good idea. I'm really feeling very tired.
OK, I'll get your coat.
But thanks for everything, Mum.
And thank you all for making me feel so very welcome.
Yeah, sorry about Kenton.
And Josh.
No need to apologise. I've got a thick skin. It's been lovely and so great to meet you all.
OK, come on then.
Bye, Mum.
See you soon, darling.
Bye, all.
Bye. Thanks again.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
He was a lecturer at Borchester College. You might have warned me, David.
Didn't you know?
No.
Well, I only found out last week myself.
Well, he seems a nice enough chap, though, doesn't he?
Well, I'm reserving judgment.
I remember when Fallon was that age.
And Pip.
Yeah, the thing is, never to criticise or point out the fella's shortcomings. It'll bite your tongue. They won't thank you for it otherwise. And if he ain't good enough, then we just have to wait for the scales to fall from their eyes.
So this has been going on since Lily was at college?
Yep.
So all this time, while Elizabeth was worrying herself sick about Freddie...
Lily was obsessing about this man.
Why don't we cut that Christmas cake, Jill?
I don't think I'll ever understand young people. Until recently, I thought he was a girl called Meredith.
Wake up, Rory.
What? What are you doing?
We're supposed to be at the estate by 9.
What?
It's nearly 2:15. We're beating for the shoot.
Oh, no. Do we have to?
Yes, we do. We're getting paid, remember? We need that money for New Year. Come on, get up.
Sorry, Lily, is this bad timing?
No. Come on in. Would you like a coffee?
Yeah, that would be great, thanks.
And what about Rosie?
No, she doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, no, I just meant... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, she'll be all right in that car seat for now. Can I just put her over here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is your mum around?
Somewhere, yes, but... Well, she's just had a call from Freddie.
Oh, good. Good. She was hoping he'd ring yesterday, wasn't she?
Not good, actually. He obviously had a really awful Christmas and, well, Mum's a bit upset.
Ah, yeah.
He's done 3 months and you'd think things would be getting a bit easier for him, but Anyway, thanks ever so much for yesterday. It was nice.
But you left so early.
Yeah, but, well, that was to do with Mum. You know, she's still a bit under the weather since that flu.
So Russ was okay, was he?
About what?
Yesterday. I just felt, well, that someone should apologise for Josh and his totally unfunny, sarky comments.
Yeah. Can't deny it was quite hurtful.
But then there was Uncle Kenton.
Well, I was expecting that.
I'm sure they didn't mean to upset you.
Well, guess what? They did.
The thing is, we only just found out.
Gran had no idea, did she?
She knew there was this older boyfriend, but discovering he was your married teacher...
He wasn't my teacher, and his marriage is over.
Yeah, I know. All I'm saying is, when I was your age, well, a bit younger, I had this boyfriend, Jude, and I remember how it felt. You know, my mum and dad totally incapable of hiding their disapproval, and how annoying they were when we broke up. But, I mean, to be honest, they were right about him. He was a total loser, and I should never have been with him in the first place.
And you think Russ is a loser?
Oh, no.
And that I shouldn't be with him?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I thought you, of all people, might just understand, Pip. This is not some teenage crush. Russ and I are in it for the long run.
No, yes, I believe you. I'm sure you are. It's the sort of vibe I was getting yesterday. It reminded me of how it felt back then. And I just wanted to say sorry. That's all.
Oh, Pip. I'm the one that's sorry. None of it's your fault. It's just... things have been really difficult these past few weeks. I've missed half my first term at university because of Geraldine leaving, Mum being ill, and all the business with Freddie. And
yeah, of course.
I've shared my whole life with him, and I've never spent Christmas without him before.
Oh, Lily.
And I've always found him so immature and irritating. But I've realised out of everyone, he was the one who always made Christmas fun. But yesterday, I missed him more than ever, Pip.
I'm so sorry dinner was such a disaster.
I just wanted it to be like it was when we were kids. Freddie, Dad.
Look, Christmas is over now, and you'll soon be back in Manchester with your lovely man, who clearly adores you.
Really?
Oh, it's totally obvious. Look, all this will seem like a distant memory.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I just thought we'd drop in and say hi.
Are you all right, Lily?
Yeah, I've just got something in my eye.
Well, thank you, Pip, for an absolutely lovely day yesterday. We enjoyed it so much, didn't we, Lily?
Gentlemen, I think we should move on to the next drive. So if you'd like to follow me...
Morning, Will.
Hello. Wasn't expecting to see you here today.
No. It was a bit of a last-minute decision.
Well, you haven't been to a shoot for weeks.
I tend to avoid the company of Martin Gibson these days, if I possibly can.
Wish I could.
With Home Farm in the final stages of being cleared, I felt the need to get out of the way.
How's it going?
We're getting there. Removal men are coming on Friday to shift all the heavy stuff.
Where's it going?
Into one of the barns.
Well, so not much of a Christmas then.
Actually, it was lovely. Yeah, just Jenny and me. So we went out for a nice meal.
Sorry, Brian. His Highness Martin wants me.
No, you carry on. Oh, look who's here. Rory?
Oh, hi, Dad.
What happened to you last night? Too drunk to make it home?
Well, you refused to come and get me.
Morning, Ben.
Morning.
And I'm sure you wouldn't want your favourite child risking hypothermia by trekking along country lanes in the dark. So I was forced to spend the night curled up and shivering on Ben's floor.
But you had a good time yesterday, did you?
Yeah, it was great. I'm wondering if I can persuade David and Ruth to adopt me.
Thanks for that vote of confidence. Well, it hasn't been much fun at Home Farm these past weeks, but all be over come the weekend. Anyway, they can't adopt you. I'm relying on you to look after me in my old age.
I didn't realise that was part of the deal.
Well, come on, boys. You're meant to be working, remember? Get yourselves over to Juniper and report to Eddie. He'll want the beaters in place by the time the guns get over there.
Oh, she's getting to be a big girl now, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she's really piling on the pounds. Aren't you, Rosie?
How old is she now?
Oh, 5 months. I think it's about time we went to go and see Daddy. Let's get you back in your car seat.
Thanks for dropping by. It's really nice to see you.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yesterday.
I thought Russ dealt with it admirably.
Well, he didn't really have much choice.
No.
Honestly, Pip, don't worry about it.
Oh, well, anyway, I'll see you soon.
Can you find your own way out?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay. Bye. Bye, Rosie.
Bye.
Bye.
How are you feeling now, Mum?
Fine, yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Got any plans for the rest of the day?
Not really, no.
I was wondering if we might have a chat about the alcohol licence.
Oh, Lily, it's Boxing Day, for heaven's sake. Yeah,
I know, but the appeal is coming up really soon.
It's a holiday.
And we need to get it sorted before I go back to uni.
Wouldn't you like to go out somewhere with Russ?
Well, maybe we could do something together.
Actually, I was thinking I might make a start on the library.
Doing what?
Oh, just having a bit of a sort and tidy up. It's one of those projects been on my to-do list for a while.
It doesn't have to be done today, though.
No, but I...
You just said today's a holiday.
Yeah, I just feel like doing it.
Well, okay. If that's what you want.
Hey! Oh! No shortage of birds today.
No. Well, gone pretty well so far, hasn't it?
Oh, by the way, Will, I overheard Martin at lunchtime singing your praises.
Really?
Yeah, it was about the BL tree at the festival in the church.
That man is such a hypocrite.
Well, he was telling the other guns how it's faux naive style really, really lent itself to the spirit of the season.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'm not convinced he does either.
He was really rude about it until other people started saying how good it was.
Huh. I gather it was actually Poppy's work.
Yeah. Yeah, she had great fun doing that.
Oh, good for her. And how was Christmas Day?
Well, we got through it.
Must have been tough for you, though.
Yeah. But the kids are so great, all of them. I was awful proud of them. I thought it'd be unbearable, but well, some of it was quite nice.
Been a bit of a rough old year, though, hasn't it?
I was dreading it, if I'm honest, but well, I'm glad it's all over now. It's a relief to get back to work.
Yes. And let's just hope that next year's a bit of an improvement on 2018.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Mum?
Hello, darling.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I was just...
gazing out of the window.
Yeah. Thought I saw a red kite, I think it was.
Oh, are you warm enough? It's a bit chilly in here.
No, it's fine. I hadn't noticed.
Why don't you come and sit in the kitchen for a while? Russ and I were just going to have some tea and a bit of Gram's Christmas cake.
Oh, I'm all right for the moment, thanks, love. Oh,
come on, Mum.
I had 2 cups of tea after lunch. And I really ought to tidy up this mess. I can't leave books all over the floor like this.
Yeah, you haven't got very far, have you?
No, I keep getting distracted. Too many interesting things to read.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, just another hour or so.
Okay.
Oh, is that it? Can we go home now?
You're such a lightweight.
Can't we just get our pay and go?
Come on then. If it stops you whining. So, any ideas about New Year?
Yes, actually. The bull.
I told you, mate, the bull's a non-starter.
Ah, but people owe us now, don't they?
Who does?
Everyone. Look at all the work we put into helping fix the barn last week. And with your puppy eyes and my natural charm, I'm sure we can get a few Ambridge drunks to buy us the odd pint.
Was this your plan all along? I wondered why you were so desperate to help. You should have guessed, really.
It doesn't hurt to put people in a position where they owe you a favour. Then everyone's a winner.
It will never get past Uncle Kenton.
It was worth a try.
There's a pub in Borchester, the Dog and Trumpet. It's a bit seedy.
Well, the best places are.
But apparently they're not too bothered about checking your age.
Borchester, though. It's miles. We'd have to bike it.
Yeah, I know.
And even if it's not raining and freezing, I wouldn't fancy cycling all that way in the dark.
What do you think of an idea, then?
What about Penny Hassett? It's not too far, is it?
I don't know about that pub. I think he's got new management.
Well, why don't we go over tonight, have a bit of a recce?
Not tonight, sorry.
Oh, come on, Ben.
Yeah, I've got to finish off my bum.
Are you getting paid to do this?
Of course.
How much?
30.
Is that all? Do you know how much drinks cost at New Year? Look, if you were the only bum maker in the village, you should have dictated a higher price than that. First rule of capitalism.
And the first rule of Ambridge shows is, everything must be ready for Lindus now.
£30 or not, we need to get completely slaughtered at New Year. It's the only thing that's keeping me going.
Are you sure you don't want to come?
What, for dry, tasteless turkey and overcooked sprouts?
Oh, I know. And after Jill's delicious dinner.
That was good, wasn't it?
But don't you want to see your NFU mates?
I see them every month. And I know it'll happen. I'll get stuck next to someone like Mike Glenthorne banging on about Brexit.
Oh, there'll be no escaping that.
Anyway, don't be late. Remember, it's the dress rehearsal this evening.
Oh, don't remind me.
Hey, you'll be all right. I've got lumbered with so many different parts and I'm having difficulty remembering which one belongs in which tale.
Morning!
Rory! Back again?
Knew you'd be missing me.
Oh, well, of course.
I don't know why you bother going home.
I needed a shower and some clean clothes. After the shoot yesterday, my socks were not fit for human habitation. Ben inside, is he?
Yeah, somewhere. Although, I will need him in a minute.
What for?
I thought we'd bring those heifers in.
You don't have to do it today, do you?
Might as well, while the weather holds. You can help if you like, Rory.
Oh, what's involved?
Just walking behind a bunch of cows.
Even if it's raining?
It's not going to rain.
Well, I must go. I'll see you later.
See you.
Bye, love.
Bye.
You ready, Rory? Come on, then.
I can't wait.
Come on, you. Keep up.
I'm coming, aren't I?
I meant the cow.
Oh. Well, this is fun, isn't it?
Soz, mate.
It's just after yesterday. Fancied a change from fresh air and exercise.
Yeah, that's the trouble with farming. Most of it takes place outside.
You don't get time off, do you? Not even in school holidays.
This won't take long. We only have to get this lot as far as the yard.
Come on!
I suppose it's quite nice, actually, when you think about it.
What is?
You know, the way your family just pitch in and help each other.
Really? Did you hear Josh moaning before when he was dragged away from his laptop?
He's an amateur. Kate is the queen of kicking off.
Yeah, fair point.
Why does nobody take me seriously?
You're too good at that.
Get that gate!
You're messing with my chakras.
Hang on, Dad's shouting about something.
The gate!
Oh no.
What?
Someone's left the gate open. Come on. No, you're not going in there, Missy.
Whew. Bloody ramblers.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, let's go for a lovely Boxing Day stroll. Never mind closing the gate. How many have we lost?
7? No, 8.
Why is it a problem?
That's a wheat field.
Oh, right.
Look, can you guys go in there, try and round them up?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, do they kick?
Get them into a corner, stop them trampling over everything. Just while Josh and I get the rest of them up to the yard.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and help you get them out.
Righto. Come in then, Rory.
Oh, you'll have to tell me what to do.
No, not that way, Missy. Come on, follow on.
They have no sense of direction at all, do they?
Well, usually, when they're in an open field, they're sort of left to their own devices. Go on, that way. There, that should do.
But how do we keep them in this corner?
We'll just have to stand here, head off any that try and sneak past.
That one's giving me shade. She's going to make a run for it, I can tell.
Oh, no.
What?
The one on the end there, she's going to jump in the ditch. Oh, no, I don't believe it.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
But she's stuck in the water, look at her. Oh, mate, she can't get out.
I'll have to give her a hand.
Ben! What are you doing?
doing, Eulogy?
Oh, you'll freeze to death in there!
We need to get her out! She'll injure herself if she's not careful. If I can prop her up so she doesn't keep slipping back down the bank.
Go on, girl! You can do it! No, don't!
Ben! Ben, are you okay?
Bloody hell, that's cold!
Are you all right?
I've caught my hand on something!
Oh, God, you're dripping blood, mate!
I'm okay, but it's not going to work. I can't get her out of my hand.
Well, let me help you!
Even with two of us. No, don't get in, Rory. Run up to the yard, tell Dad what's happened, and then we need the tractor and the rope.
But what about you?
I'll stay here and try and keep her calm.
Are you sure? Don't drown!
Just go! Yeah? Leg it!
Nearly there. Come on, you dopey cow. Get those back legs on the bank. Nearly. Oh, that's it. Well done.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Not so sure about Ben. Do you need a hand there, mate?
No. I'm all right.
No, you're not. Look at the state of you.
I think I've lost a boot.
No, Ben, you're not going back in the ditch.
You need to get that rope off the heifer.
Yeah, I'll deal with that. Don't worry.
Oh, you're shaking all over. Yeah, well, the water's kind of cold.
Get yourself back to the house and into a hot bath. Rory and I'll bring the heifers up. Go on, off you go.
Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, my God, what happened to you?
Heifer fell in the ditch.
You're soaked to the skin. Oh, goodness, you're like a block of ice. What happened to your hand?
Don't know. Caught it on something.
There's blood all down your leg.
I feel a bit sick, actually.
Oh, Ben. Come on. Let's get you inside.
What about your rehearsal?
Sod the rehearsal.
But you know that bit where they're getting the barrels in place and everything seems to grind to a halt?
Yes, I am aware there has been something of a hiatus at that point.
You what?
A bit of a hold-up.
Oh, yeah. And me and Rex are stood there with egg on our faces.
I have had a word with stage management about that, Eddie, and Neil has promised me things will be speeded up.
Ah, but we thought, Rex and me, if he was to come on with his guitar and play a bit of his daft little song, then I could join in with him.
See how things go this afternoon, yes. Shall we? What on earth is keeping David and Ruth? This rehearsal was scheduled to start 10 minutes ago.
Do you want me to go over the house and see what's keeping them?
Well, maybe it would be a... Oh, not necessary. Here's David.
Sorry, Linda. Sorry, everyone. Bit of a domestic crisis. Ben managed to practically drown himself getting a heifer out of a ditch.
Is he all right?
Yeah. In a bit of a mess, but he'll survive. Gave Ruth a bit of a shock when she saw the state of him.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I think she was more upset than he was.
Poor lad.
Anyway, she's just sorting him out. She'll be over in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I have this for you. Ta-da!
Oh, David.
Wow!
That is exquisite.
Don't you just want to stroke it?
Hands off, Eddie.
It's very good. Reminds me of my Clary.
I don't think we need to know that, thank you.
Ben made it.
Oh, what a clever young man. He's rescued a cow and our derriere. A hero on every level. Now, where's Rex? Rex! Rex, come over here, will you? Come and practice your bottom kissing.
You really should be in bed.
Stop fussing, Mum. I'm fine.
You don't look fine, does he, Rory?
No worse than usual.
Oh, cheers, mate.
You're still looking a funny colour.
You've got mud in your ears, dude. Again, same as usual.
I heard that.
And you shouldn't have been throwing up.
Mum, I swallowed half a gallon of ditch water. It's hardly surprising.
But your stomach feels all right now.
Yeah, the soup stayed down all right, hasn't it? Tell you what would help, though.
What?
Another slug of brandy.
Oh, that'd help me too. I think I might be in shock.
How's the hand feeling now?
It's fine.
I'm still taking you for a tetanus jab.
Mum, I don't need one.
You're going. Now stop arguing.
I don't believe any germs could survive the amount of antiseptic you scrubbed into me. No wonder it still hurts.
It still hurts?
Mum, don't you have a rehearsal to go to?
I don't like leaving you on your own.
Rory will stay, won't you, mate?
If I must.
Would you mind, Rory? Just till his gran gets home.
Yeah, sure.
Go on, Mum. You're 20 minutes late already.
Yeah, I'd better go.
Linda will be foaming at the mouth.
But I'll keep my phone on. Any worries, give me a call.
Okay.
Right. See you later.
Sorry about that.
It's quite funny. Oscar-winning performance, though.
Oh, yeah, right.
The shivering. Oh, mummy, I can see a bright light.
Shut up.
The throwing up was a nice touch.
I'll throw up on you in a minute. Now, if you look in the top cupboard on the right...
What, that one?
Yeah, yeah, that's where Mum hid the brandy.
It's completely different now, rehearsing it on an actual stage.
Yes, yes, when you're ready.
Okay. When April comes with April showers to soak the soil of March until... Oh, sorry. To soak the hard March soil until it flowers. Oh, no, that's not right. Sorry, can I start again?
Take your time, Ruth. Deep breath. Can I remind you all that this is the dress rehearsal, your last opportunity to get things right? So, concentrate, please. David, pick it up from Now Here's the Miller.
Right. Now Here's the Miller, introduced by Eddie.
The tale comes later. First, this is the bloke. Big boned and solid, thick of neck and skull. He'll bash down doors by barging them head first.
The summer sun beats down upon his face.
What?
And storms at sea come whistling through his...
No.
That's the sailor, love.
What?
We're doing the miller.
Red as a sow.
Oh, sorry. Red as a sow he is, with big broad face and nostrils like foxholes, round and black. Rough and ready tells a rough and ready tale. But if that suits you...
Then come back for more.
But if that suits you, then come back for more. Back to David's barn to hear another four.
And cue music. Cue music.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, that was about as bad as it could be. A farrago of wrong costumes, forgotten lines. ASM, where's Nathan? Nathan, your props were all over the place. And heaven knows what all that giggling was about. Right. We'll take 10 minutes. And will you please take the time to pull yourselves together and for heaven's sake come back for the second half with a bit more chutzpah?
Are you all right, love?
No, I'm not. That was a complete nightmare. Reminding me why I never wanted to be in Christmas shows in the past. I can't do it, David.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. And I'm not going on tomorrow unless I can have the script in my hand. And if Linda doesn't like it, then I won't do it at all.
You're lucky you've got somewhere to store it all.
Yeah, I suppose.
Cost you an arm and a leg to put everything in commercial storage.
I'm not sure how rodent-proof that barn is.
But you think there are going to be rats gnawing at your antiques?
Making nests in the bedding?
Oh, don't. Anyway, the removal men have agreed to shift the potted plants, have they?
Oh, yes. Didn't I say? As soon as they finish here, they'll take them all round to your house. Mm-hmm.
Still okay, isn't it?
Yes, yes, of course.
Least we can do. Where are you going to sleep tonight?
Willow Cottage. Mm-hmm. Well, there won't be any beds left here, so we'll spend the night there and then over the weekend decide what we need to take with us, and Adam's going to run it over in the 4x4. Well, I suppose we do the final clear up here.
But you're not going to clean the place, I hope.
No, I am not. I was going to get professional cleaners in, but since the purchasers have been so devious and uncooperative, they can jolly well do it themselves.
Good. Now, remember, you're not to wear yourself out before this evening.
Oh, Lillian, I'm not sure I'm in the mood for Canterbury Tales.
Come on, Jenny. I need a bit of moral support.
Oh, Pat and Tony will be there.
Besides, you've got to stop hiding yourself away.
I'm not.
You are, you know. You've become quite the hermit lately.
I have just been so ridiculously busy.
I know it's been a horrid year, but you've got to put it behind you.
I already have.
Get out and about a bit more, starting with tonight.
All right, all right, I'll come. What time does it start?
Well, Linda has this notion that everyone should meet on the village green at 6.
On the village green? Whatever for?
Oh, I was going to do that, Dad.
Oh, it's okay. Best way to keep warm. And the blooming fire was about to go out. Any road, how'd you get on?
Oh, great. Yeah, seems like a really nice bloke, Tim Oatie.
Yeah, I'm sure I know him from somewhere. Can't think where.
Well, he's been looking after the golf course for years.
Not one of my regular haunts, the golf course.
And he does outside maintenance at Grey Gables.
Yeah, neither's that.
Any road. It's like Oliver said, he had this fencing business too, which takes up most of his time. Plus, he's got a small suckler herd.
Yeah, busy chap, then.
Yeah, and he's finding it all a bit much, so, yeah, he's offering me a couple of half days next week.
Is that all?
Well, every little helps, Dad. Oh, by the way, have you seen that message from Linda?
Oh, she's not reminding us to stay quiet about the mystery cast member, is she? We've all promised to keep stum.
Yeah, I know. Anyone would think we've got a celebrity instead of...
Shh! Walls have ears.
We're outside, Dad.
You know what I mean.
Anyway, it's got nothing to do with that. She was saying we're definitely going ahead with the procession tonight.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a clear night. She wants as many of the cast as possible in costume for a warm-up in the barn. And then we're gathering on the village green at 6 o'clock.
Oh, it'll be blooming freezing.
Well, the idea is we march with any members of the audience who want to join us in a procession down to Brookfield.
Where does she get these ideas from?
Well, it's meant to be like the last leg of our pilgrimage.
There's no way your granddad could walk all the way from the village green.
Well, no, Mum said that she's going to drive him down.
But he's not speaking to her at the moment.
Isn't he?
She put her foot down over the portable toilet.
Oh, right.
Said it's definitely got to go. After the mess that we made empty in it last week, she's not taking it anymore. Mm. It's got to be out of here by New Year.
Oh, I can't say I'm surprised.
No, but your granddad is heartbroken.
Goodness me, they've got some muscle, those chaps, haven't they?
Hmm, well, they need it. That ace has been there for, what, 15 years? Mm. I must have repotted it 3 or 4 times.
Oh, look who's here.
Oh, Tony.
Goodness me. This patio suddenly seems absolutely huge.
Yeah, it looks very bleak and bare without the plants, though, doesn't it?
Never occurred to me that you'd have to shift all that lot.
Anyway, darling, I must make a move. I'm sure the removal men where to go and where to put all your fine plants.
You're looking after them, are you?
Yeah, well, I'll do my best. See you later.
Yes, 6 o'clock on the green.
Oh, are you going to be there, Tony?
I expect I'll have to give Mum a lift.
Oh, OK. Well, look, I'll see you at Brookfield. Bye.
Bye.
I was going to say, is there anything I can do? But you seem to have done it all.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sure we'll discover we've forgotten something vital. I think we're just about there, though.
Well done.
Strange, isn't it? You see the house all empty and no rugs on the floors, patches on the walls where the pictures used to hang.
You mean stripped of everything that made it home?
Yeah, exactly, Tony. It doesn't feel like our place anymore.
You're being very brave.
Anyway, how was your Christmas? Sorry I haven't had a second.
Oh, it was fine.
Mum said she enjoyed it.
Yes, Lillian and Justin came over, so the wine was better than usual. But they didn't stay very long. Henry and Jack were on particularly lively form. Mm. Justin found himself forced into a few games of pie face.
Oh, dear, I've heard of that.
I must admit, watching him being repeatedly hit in the face with whipped cream did add a certain warm Christmas glow to my day.
Oh, come on, Tony, let's go in now and have a cup of tea, as long as you don't mind a tea bag and a mug.
I never make tea any other way.
But if that suits you, then come back for more. Back to David's barn to hear another four.
There you are. You see, absolutely word perfect.
Oh, it's easy sitting here at the kitchen table with just you in the audience. But I had this awful dream last night. I was in the barn, stood on the stage, stark naked, with absolutely no idea what I was meant to be doing. It was terrifying.
Is that what woke you up?
Yeah, I couldn't get back to sleep afterwards.
But look, you've never forgotten your lines before.
Oh, no. I know my mind was elsewhere last night because of Ben being in such a state.
Who is completely fine today?
know.
Even the gash on his hand is scabbed over nicely.
Yeah, but...
And he hasn't got tetanus, so you've got absolutely nothing to worry about.
But that dream brought it home to me.
Oh, come on. You're far too old to be spooked by a dream.
Well, I've got to go out and stand on that stage alone with all my friends and neighbours and children gawping at me.
But what happened yesterday...
Could easily happen again, and I can't risk that. Not in front of everybody.
Oh, come on, love.
It's all right for you, David. You've been in Christmas shows before.
But you can't take the script on.
Why not?
Well, how's that going to look? Chaucer with her face stuck in a folder, having to read out her own words.
Better that than me standing there with me mouth hanging open and nothing coming out.
I thought you were driving Mum over to Brookfield.
I offered, but she said she was making her own way.
Oh?
So... You nervous, then?
No, natural performer, mate.
Well, don't encourage him, Tony.
Eddie, do you mind not doing that in front of me?
Just itching up my leggings.
You sure you're warm enough like that, Ed?
I've got a thermal vest on underneath.
Still a bit chilly round the knees, I should think.
Yeah, just a bit.
So, what part are you playing?
Part? He's got half a dozen.
No, only five.
That must be confusing.
Well, a couple of them are knights.
Oh, so you'll be in the knight's tale then, will you? Fighting for the love of... Emily, is it?
That's right, yep.
You're familiar with the Canterbury Tales, are you?
Oh, I studied them. A very long time ago.
Though. I hear Harrison is out to get you after last night.
Oh, that was an accident.
Why, what happened?
Me and Harrison, we're the two knights fighting over Emily.
Played by Emma.
We worked out this routine, but it went a bit wrong last night.
He ended up poking Harrison in the privates with his sword.
That is only a plastic sword. It didn't hurt him.
You'll have to ask Ben to make you some new ones.
Beg your pardon.
Oh, it's a private joke.
Oh, well, I see. Probably best not to ask.
Any road, I've come prepared tonight.
Evening, all.
Oh, hello, Lillian. Oh,
blimey, look at you.
Yeah, not exactly haute couture, is it?
I love the stockings.
Well, I'm hoping Linda doesn't spot them before I get on stage.
Oh, why?
But she thinks that I should be just as dowdy as the rest of the tellers. But, I mean, I'm the wife of Bath, who's supposed to be dressed to kill.
And your tale's about the wicked knight's quest, isn't it?
Yeah, that's me again.
And he gets his comeuppance, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, that's one way of describing it, I suppose. All good feminist stuff.
Isn't there something about a crone?
Dad, can you take the torch?
Yeah, sure.
My phone's stuck down my tight. Jazza!
Is it true you're including the Bayliss tale?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit racy, isn't it, for Ambridge?
Why, what happens?
Oh, you idiots!
Well, it's about a scholar.
No spoilers, please, Jennifer.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry, Eddie. Very near the knuckle, though.
I thought this was supposed to be a family show.
A bit ruder than your average banter.
But funnier than most.
Looks like we're about to set off.
Well, you better get a move on, mate. We're about to head off down to the barn.
What's up?
Oh, Jazza. He's had one too many beers at lunchtime and fell asleep.
But he's on right at the beginning.
Yeah, I know.
Are you all right, Lillian?
Yeah. Mystery guest ready.
I think so.
I can't believe they managed to keep it a secret for so long.
You didn't tell anyone?
No. I was ordered not to. What about Jazza?
No sign. Linda's got steam coming out of her ears.
Anyway, break a leg, you two.
Yeah, and you.
Oh, David.
Hey, come on now.
Why does it have to be me who starts the show?
You'll be fine.
I thought I was okay. I thought I could do it. Till they all came in and sat down. Look at them, with their happy, expectant faces. They're all going to be staring at me. And I know my mind is just going to go completely blank.
Look. What I'll do, OK? I'll go and stand in the corner there, ready for my first entrance, but where you can see me. And you say those first lines to me. Oh. All right? Ignore everyone else. Just say them to me, like you did over the kitchen table this afternoon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You can do it. I know you can. Deep breaths, remember. Go for it.
Right.
When April comes with April showers to soak the hard March soil until it yields first the sap and then the flower, And when warm winds and early sun stir birds to sing, then people too are stirred to make their way to Canterbury, to go on pilgrimage.
The Mystery Machine podcast investigates a disappearance and a murder.
He was a difficult boy. There was a darkness.
You could say that.
To him.
H.P. Lovecraft, the 20th century's greatest practitioner of horror.
I think you should be careful.
Gets a 21st century makeover.
We're calling it the case of Charles Dexter Ward.
And the vessel must be of the bloodline.
Oh, there was a bunch of weird stuff in there.
Tap the brakes a little.
No.
I'm becoming a new man.
I'm onto something here.
A different man.
I know now how this ends.
The Case of Charles Dexter Ward. Download the free BBC Sounds app and subscribe. Or visit bbc.co.uk/sounds.